Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. You know, for those people just joining End Time World News, we're a podcast about hope, love, and of course, God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ and end times and prophetic events that's going on right now, folks. There's a lot of stuff in the world that's going on, and most people just are not aware of what's going on in the world, and they're kind of buried in their own world, okay? They're in their own bubble, they're in their own world, and that's what most people have. I mean, you know, most American people here in the United States, they're like that. Most people around the country, they are self-absorbed in their own world. And that's not any real fault of their own. That's just how this world is. You know, we're only just visiting here in this world. Those people that believe in Jesus Christ like I do, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man and God Almighty. So that's what you have to understand, folks. You know, the world is constantly changing. The world has stuff going on 24/7, 365. We always are facing all kinds of evil from every point, from every angle, everywhere around the world. So there's always something going on. The bad guys never stop. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is titled, it's Sunday, July 31st, so that's today. And the article is titled, very interesting, Smoking Gun, U.S. Government CDC colluded with Google, Twitter, and Facebook to censor important information about the experimental COVID vaccines. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, folks, that it's just nonstop, that that they collude, these big tech companies collude with the pharmaceutical giants, which is Pfizer, Moderna, and then, of course, Johnson & Johnson and then AstraZeneca. These big tech companies always are bought off and always collude with everything that's going on so that they can, the big tech is hiding for the pharmaceutical company. And that's what you have to understand. They're hiding, they're lying, the information's not correct. They're twisting it and distorting it. So that's what you have to understand and realize, folks. That's exactly what's going on. So let's get into the article and break it down here, shall we? And get started here and continue. America First Legal, or AFL, filed a Freedom of Information Act, which is the FIOA, request to investigate unconstitutional acts between the federal government and big tech social media platforms, AFL obtained a 256 pages communication between the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, Google, Facebook, Twitter. And then these pages were egregious violations of the U.S. Constitution and provide evidence that the federal government violated the Nuremberg Code, which, you know, we did, the Nuremberg Code, or should I say, when they pushed this vaccination, this mandatory vaccination, folks, they violated the Nuremberg Code. And the Nuremberg Code is basically set up after World War II that you can't force somebody to do things against their own will when you're a prisoner of war and different things like that. That's kind of the point of the Nuremberg Code, that you have to volunteer. If you don't volunteer, then they should not and cannot force you to take something. And so, you know, again, the WHO violated the Nuremberg Code by trying to make everybody and anything and everybody take this fake plandemic that will end up killing you in the end. So that's what you have to understand. These explosive smoking gun documents obtained as a result of America First legal litigation against the Biden administration coincidentally demonstrate that big tech has unlawfully colluded with the federal government to silence, censor, and suppress Americans' free speech that violate the First Amendment rights. The government is expressively prohibited from censoring competing or dissenting viewpoints or from silencing its political opponents, whether it does directly or whether it does from the outside corporation to achieve its draconian totalitarian ends. And of course, the AFL will not rest until the fight against the illegal collusion between big tech and the big government to trample on your voices and the Bill of Rights. The CDC conspired with big tech to censor Americans and destroy the informed consent principle. July 2021, former White House Press Secretary, that's Jen Psaki, revealed that the Biden administration was regularly making sure to identify public health disinformation while working with social media networks to have it removed. And we worked to engage with them, big tech, to better understand an enforcement of social media platform policies, Psaki proclaimed in July of last year. The Biden administration, or Biden regime rather, went public in their censorship goals, targeting 12 sources of information that they had claimed were dirty disinformation dozen. The Biden regime subsequently called on big tech to completely remove these individuals from social media platforms. According to the latest documents released, and according to the CDC and the Biden administration, colluded with content moderation teams at Google, Twitter, and Facebook to block U.S. citizens from receiving the most basic level of informed consent about emergency use of COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. government not only violated the free speech clause of the Constitution, but they also conspired to withhold relevant medical information and the informed consent process of violating basic medical ethics on a grand scale. Also, folks, the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment religion or prohibiting the free exercise, therefore abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government to readdress the grievances. And then here in the Nuremberg Code, the first principle is just like I said, you have to be voluntary. So this is going to cover it just a little bit. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. So again, volunteer, as I just hit on earlier, folks. This means that a person should have legal capacity to give consent, situated as to be able to exercise the freedom of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior forms of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of elements subject involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightenment decision. So, folks, that's what you have to understand, that that never, ever, ever happened, and they forced this vaccine on us, and they tried to tell us, we have to take this, or else if you don't take this, we're going to force you to take this vaccine. It was all set up, folks. You have to understand that. It always is set up by the globalists. The globalists are, of course, the Rothschilds family, the Rockefellers, and then, of course, you know, you have the Queen of England. George Soros is also in there. Bill Gates is part of it, low-hanging fruit. Fauci is, Biden is, Obama is, and Trump knows about it now, too. And then, of course, the Bush family, they all know about it. Clinton's as well. All these elite families know about this stuff, folks. They're just pretending that they don't. It's just a joke. It's an absolute joke. The Biden regime and CDC refused big tech to force destructive, deadly experiments onto global population. The CDC documents detail regular communications between the federal government and three of the biggest social media platforms. These included regular to be on lookout meetings to identify information that conflicted with the CDC's Vax All agenda. The federal officials provided examples of posts that should be full.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flagged and posts that should be censored entirely. On top of that, censorship, Facebook elevated the government pharmaceutical propaganda by gifting the CDC $15 million worth of ad credits. These ad credits were used to promote social distancing, travel restrictions, and vaccine uptake while hiding relevant information on the COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC also established a list of verifiable information sources with Facebook to protect the social media realized by the State Department of Health. You know, and it just goes on and on and on, folks. I mean, you know, the game never stops. It always continues. These social media giants collude with these vaccine producing pharmaceutical companies, and they produce and they keep the lie going forever and ever and ever, nonstop. And it's your choice, believe or don't believe. I just give you the facts, and I try to give you every week the facts here, folks. So now it's that time. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into yours, it's that time right now, folks, for you to accept Jesus Christ, if you like, and invite Jesus Christ into your life. And I have a simple prayer for you, if you want to say it, if you can set aside just 3 minutes here. This is very, very quick. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior into your heart right now during the end times, we are in the end times, folks. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. You have food shortages, food supplies broken. And I'm seeing it. And of course, I've been in and out of healthcare on and off for years as a patient. And then not only that, working in healthcare as well. I'm seeing the breakdown of the healthcare system, and not just in the state of Michigan, which I currently reside temporarily, but also in Florida. It's the same thing. And I'm starting to see it just about in every state in between. You're looking at a breakdown with the healthcare. You're looking at a breakdown with the supply and demand, just in regular stores and groceries, supermarkets, et cetera, et cetera. If you haven't figured it out, and you still think that Russia and Ukraine is responsible for this, folks, I'm really going to pray for you as a Christian, as a human being, and as a man. I'll pray hard for you, because you cannot be that deceived that easily. It's not Russia and Ukraine. This is globally organized. They're all in sync with one another here in the United States and all around the world. All these world governments to take down the people, to destroy the people, to depopulate the world. And that's what you have to understand. They want to depopulate the world. Depopulate meaning they want to get rid of all of us. That's basically what they want to do. So that's what you have to understand, folks. And we're winding down to the end, and I don't give, we'll be lucky to be in one piece within the next 5 years, as bad as this is going to get. And they're going to hit hard. They want this, they have the 2030 agenda, and they even want to bump that up by a couple years. So by 2027, 2028, if they can, they want to bump things up as fast as possible. They just want to get rid of all of us. You know, Klaus Schwab, he's part of the elite. And again, Bill Gates and all them guys, they're all conspiring just elitists, Satanist elitists, occultists. That's all they are, folks. They're not like you and I. They're not Christians. They don't believe in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. They don't believe in that. They believe in Satan. And they think that Satan, through his lie, that there is no life after death. There is no heaven and there is no hell. And they're greatly mistaken and greatly fooled. So let's go on to the prayer, folks. This is the salvation prayer. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, just say a simple prayer, folks. Here you go. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer. Just follow me, folks. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin, death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, amen, amen, and amen, you are now saved. Congratulations. Write me and tell me all about it. Go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Write me and let me know, folks, what you think. And if you give your life to Jesus Christ, write me. I'm dying, and I can't wait to hear from you. I'm absolutely thrilled. And I just want to say there's three little things that you would like to do, or you should do, folks. And these three things are very simple. One is get a hold of a good holy Bible. You can get here, at least in the United States, you can order one online through Amazon. If you don't want to do that and you're poor, you're on a budget like me, what you can do also is just find a local church. And that was step number two, but find a local church, folks, and ask them and say, hey, you know, I really need a Bible. I'm on food stamps. I'm kind of poor myself, but I really need a Bible. Can you help me out? And most churches, 99.999% will get you a Bible. They'll say, here you go. We'll fix you right up before you leave. They'll get you a Bible. And that's the first step. Just start going through the Bible and reading. The second step is, folks, is find a church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And there are a lot of good churches out there. But there are very few churches that actually preach the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, folks. And you need to find a church that believes in God, and that's the most important thing, and preaches the Trinity. There's a lot of churches out there, again, not to sound repetitive, but a lot of churches out there that just don't preach the Word of God, folks. They're preaching secularism, humanism, all kinds of transhumanism, all kinds of crazy, crazy nonsense. And that's just not anything that you want to believe in. You're not going to get to heaven. You're going to burn in hell, because that's all from Satan, folks. You have to understand that. And then the last thing is, once you find a church there, then write your questions down after going through a Bible, and then you finally find a church, and then go get a hold of a pastor, either senior or junior pastor, a deacon, a member of the church, somebody that knows the Bible, and sit down with them and say, hey, I got some questions. I got a couple dozen questions here. Can you spare a half an hour, 45 minutes or an hour, and help me answer questions like, why did they crucify Jesus Christ? Well, there's a good question. Why did Jesus die for our sins? You know, and so you might have questions. When did he resurrect? What is 3 days? How did he resurrect? Does the devil rule this world, but God ultimately rules everything? You know, I mean, question after question after question, you know, and so write all that stuff down and get with a senior member or a member. It doesn't have to be senior, a member of the church, and get with that member and just say, hey, listen, I got some questions. I just started a church here. I said the salvation prayer. I think I'm saved now. I know I am. And so, can you help me and answer these questions? Are really important, because I want to believe in Jesus Christ, and I do, and I want to start learning. It's a learning process, folks. Some people, even like me, you know, you had questions, and you might have questions even from years and years and years of experience like me. I still have questions. Sometimes it might sound very basic, but sometimes we all have questions, folks, and that's just how it is. We never stop learning. We'll always have questions no matter what, and that's a good thing. And you have to understand that. Don't ever feel shy or stupid or anything. You know, it's always, always, always good to ask questions. And there you have it, folks. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. God bless you. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Oh, and real quick, folks, there'll be a link down below. And in case you're looking for storageable food, and you should be storaging or setting up a place to store food, because it's going to get real hard here during the end times in the next couple months, especially next year. Click the link below if you're interested. And again, that's storageable food through mypatriotsupply.com. Like, share, subscribe, folks, if you like this podcast. And again, I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. God bless you all, and thank you all for listening. Have a good night. Bye for now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.